Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? We will be looking at the news. The big news is that Victor Bout has been liberated. The man had been found guilty 2 decades ago, I think, of arms dealing. And, we'll see the details. He was known as an arms dealer, but he was caught for a drug deal. Basically, American intelligence agents had him accept to do a deal with them under the pretense of being Colombian revolutionaries. And it would involve weapons, I guess, and drugs. But it was all arranged by... It was all entrapment once again. And on top of it, the CIA has been doing exactly what Victor Bout has been doing across the world for decades now. So I find that this guy was mistreated with respect to how the American government treats its own intelligence agents. So in my view, he was wrongfully detained by the US. And Russia had been trying to have him back. And it took Brittany Griner, the lesbian basketball player, to convince them that they had to give up Victor Bout. Quite a fascinating exchange here, which is pointed out by Spindly Opinion as the worst trade in the history of the WNBA. Seeing this as a sports trade, interesting perspective. A very interesting perspective. I'm thinking about two things I wanted to share with you guys, and you guys should let me know what do you think about it. I'm thinking on the Discord server, could we start a channel for job listings? Because lately I've been working by contract for people in the Discord server. Two different people actually came to me and said, "Jeff, I have a job. Can you do this? We're going to pay you with cryptocurrency." And I was like, "Hey, this is fun. This is fun because working together as people who are built around the JFG Tonight community, we think alike. And it facilitates work relationships so much. It's really pleasant. So what do you think of having on the Discord server a category called job listings? And if you want to employ a JF fan, or if you want to work for someone in the JF community, you would post your info on there. Of course, don't reveal your name or anything, but you can then talk with whoever wants to employ you or wants to give you a job in Discord DMs. I personally like the idea, and I would like to have more of these contracts. It was freaking fun to work in various fields and just be, you know, these guys, they just needed a guy who can work fast and who's intelligent. So I'm able to do that. Cloud Warmer says, "JF, is this based on simps thinking they might have been able to fuck a lesbian if they did what she wanted?" No, it has nothing to do with this. It's the Joe Biden administration's way of showing to the LGBT community, yes, black lesbian lives matters. Black trans lives matter, or whatever Brittany Griner identify as. And it's a show of genius, a demonstration of genius by Vladimir Putin to have leveraged this. Because if you say black, trans, handicapped, wheelchair-bound lives matter, then here's a life that I have which matters to you. So you should be willing to release an old arms dealer from decades ago. That shouldn't be a problem. And that's exactly the gambit that Vladimir Putin has been doing. And Joe Biden, his administration had been ridiculing the possibility of this very trade happening. Like 2 months ago. 2 months ago, they were in the news saying, "It's insulting. I can't believe they're asking for Victor Bout." Well, you've just accepted the insulting offer. So never call an offer insulting if you know deep down inside of you that you're about to, that you could say no, that you could say yes to that offer because you look bad. And the Joe Biden administration looks terrible because by their own standard, it was a ridiculous offer. By the own standard of the Democrats, it was a ridiculous offer. Dude said, fuck the North, bad music, overinflated by God knows who. This is a better subject. Bout was part of the big trade that I don't know much about. Okay. Cloud Warmer says, JF, I have a message for white. A hijacked multicultural team song. We are one, but we are many. And from all the lands of hurt we come, we share the TRP dream. And refresh twice to hear his voice. I am, you are, we are JFG tonight. Wow, what a powerful message. Another thing, the second thing I wanted to talk about is I'm thinking about going to YouTube for one night. I hope you guys will not be insulted because you guys have been a loyal audience here on Odyssey. But just to catch the audience members who actually believe I disappeared from the internet all of a sudden a year ago. So I'm thinking of doing the celebration of TRP because then there won't be much news that day. I will mostly talk about my book, so we'll be safe within the YouTube rules. So I'm thinking of tomorrow. Tomorrow I could be doing my show on YouTube. So if you come to the Odyssey channel and see that I'm not there, don't forget to move to the YouTube channel. We're going to do one show for the year just to show to people on YouTube, hey, I moved to Odyssey and it's fun there. Come and join us. Yes, it will be just one show. End of the line, Joel says you could start the show on YouTube, then invite them to Odyssey after 15 minutes. I don't like doing this. I don't like segmenting the crowd like this. I don't like the division of the crowd that it results in. And I want also to force people to do the move. And the problem is there's a bunch of people who literally would watch 15 minutes and then they would think, oh, JF has disappeared from the internet. Let me go back to my usual occupations. Like there are people on the internet that are retarded. They won't click. They won't follow through a click. You can't get them. They forget who they are between each click. Cashman, the case for President Ye. So this is someone in the Timcast team writing on timcast.com, Shane Cashman, who writes a kind of admirative apology of Ye. And who says, I was there in the room when he left, and I was there in the kitchen when he left the Timcast IRL podcast. He's a good guy, and he might very well succeed in his presidential run. His argument is, Ye has been succeeding at everything. Before, and so he will succeed at this. Weak argument. I mean, it's very different to be used as an object of promotion by the establishment. Because let's never forget something. There's a bunch of people who decide what succeeds in this economy. And there's a bunch of people who decided that Kanye West somehow would become a big star. Once you have these people against you and they're not pushing for you anymore, they're not rooting for you, they're not funding your stuff, they're not creating all the fake enthusiasm around you, then things become hard. And I don't think we'll have a Ye presidency, although I think it would be hilarious. Go away, says JF. When Viva Frey started doing the first 15 minutes of his stream on YouTube before moving to Rumble, I stopped watching. Exactly. That is just how the internet works. That's why censorship works. It's because it's not so much the total censorship, the banning of an account. Just the little shadow banning actions, just things that make more complicated. For example, when people get demonetized and all they have left is entropy. Well, entropy is one more click away from the YouTube regular chat, and one more click makes you lose a lot of money on the internet. Lodazal says, JF is the only show I watch here. Dark Horse chat on Odyssey has really declined over 6 months' time. Viva's Rumble chat also seems mostly non-human. It is so sad. End of the line, Joel says, do Dark Horse commenters ever remind the Weinsteins about their promise to read TRP? I don't know. It's been a while they haven't commented on it. The last comment we have from the Weinsteins is, we are not intentionally not reading it. So the non-intentionality has been lasting about a year now. Cloud Warmer and Sturdy LBC says, coins for JF. And by the way, I've been updating on the library posts on Twitter, because I had said that the SEC decision would probably have zero effect on them and on us and Odyssey and Library, but they are saying that they will have to declare bankruptcy. Since any information given privately to the SEC ends up leaking, we'd like to be upfront about the fact that Library Inc. will likely be dead in the near future. We expect the library mission to continue on, but the company itself has been killed by legal and SEC debts. It is specifically Library Inc. that must die. The library protocol and blockchain will continue. I'm happy to hear this. That was my guess. Basically, no matter what the SEC decision in the case ends up being, maybe it will be a large amount of money, maybe not, but they've already poured a lot of money, I guess, into legal fees. But it seems that they have set up a way to for this blockchain to survive. So thank you, Cloud Warmer, for these 30 LBC. What form will be the survival? Will it be a new company, or will it be dissolved in the cloud? I don't know. But it seems that everything will be okay. That was my impression. Dude says, anytime, JF. No, I will delete this chat. Doubting Thomas says, JF, my recommendation might be to call the episode on YouTube as something other than JFG Tonight, so there is no confusion of where the show is located. I could call the episode Papa JF Revives, an active resuscitation of JF 1 year after his death. Someone is saying, JF, you have to go check Matt Taibbi. He's starting to tweet again. well, start your engines. That is the current tweet. Not very newsworthy. Start your engines. That is all that he has tweeted for now. But we can refresh later in the night. Elon Musk tells Jack Dorsey that important Twitter files were hidden from bosses, suggests some were deleted. So Elon Musk has committed, in response to Jack Dorsey, to release all the Twitter files. But he used the opportunity to give a little update to Jack Dorsey himself. He said, we now have evidence that some of what was going on at Twitter was hidden from you, Jack. And some was, in fact, deleted. So why am I not unbanned then, Elon? If Twitter was so dirty that you can't even trace back how the decisions happened and that the decisions were hidden from upper management, then any banning must be questioned. So how about you unban everyone? How about you give amnesty as you had promised, Elon Musk? End of the line, Joel says, it also shows how useless Dorsey and Parag Agrawal were. Absolutely. Tech CEOs, sometimes they just lose connection to the ground operation of their business. And now people are saying, oh, Jeff, it's not Matt Taibbi, it's Barry Weiss that you need to go check. She's doing the tweeting. Thread, the Twitter files, part two. Twitter's secret blacklist. It's happening. She has tweeted this 1 minute ago, but that's the only tweet for now. We will have to refresh throughout the night and see what were these blacklists. Of course, no one is surprised that Twitter had blacklists. Twitter, of course, had blacklists, and of course, they were secret. And they have done all sorts of shadow banning. So, yeah. The likelihood of something bad happening to Elon Musk is high, according to Elon Musk. Elon Musk, the freshly anointed owner of Twitter, took to Twitter Spaces, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, that's the old Twitter space that I've already commented about. But yeah, he had said in that Twitter space that perhaps it was too easy to kill him, that it's not so hard, and that perhaps he should hire more security now that the leftists are going at him. Go away, says JF. If Twitter has been found to have done something illegal in the past, is Twitter under Musk legally liable? Has Elon potentially bought a massive legal liability? Well, yes, technically I believe that a corporation that is bought, you buy all of the liabilities with it. Of course, there may be a lot of understanding, you know, when a new management comes in. First, if criminal actions were committed, normally the criminal action will be prosecuted for the individuals that committed it, except in scenarios like Trump Organization. That's the organization that was being sued. Like, you won't inherit, say, the murder of an employee. A murder that has been committed by an employee, it's been committed by the employee. But you may inherit civil responsibilities that are then attributed to the corporation. So yeah, in general, that's how it is. But when you're a new management, you can also make the argument that you've come clean on those past things. And that's what a little bit what Elon Musk is trying to do here. He's trying to say, oh, well, when we came in, we fixed these things. When we came in, we exposed these wrongdoings. And so that might give you a good argument in court to a jury or to a judge to be lenient on you. Because as soon as the new owner got access to this information, he published it. So yeah, Elon Musk security, sure, good idea. Jordan Peterson is continuing his meltdown on Twitter. Someone was saying on Gab, Jack Fell says, Jordan Peterson makes the case for why a shielded minority should not have the ability to subversively influence the majority and advocates for apartheid and expulsion. Now, when read in that way, when you just change what Jordan Peterson is saying about anonymous people, and you veer that toward other people who benefit from other forms of anonymity, it becomes quite interesting. He says, this exposes us all to the radically polarizing influence of a small percentage of truly bad, lulz-seeking dementors. The true danger of virtualization. I am attempting to draw attention to this, not because I find anonymous cowardly troll demons infuriating, although I do, but because the unrestrained or even rewarded proliferation of psychopathic behavior undermines trust and social stability, as has always been the case. Think for a second. Why would we mix the trolls in with the real people? Think about what that enables. Oh boy, Jordan. Jordan is becoming red-pilled as we dig through these tweets. Think about what that enables. I didn't say they should be banned. I said they should be separated from verified people. Jordan Peterson arguing for a virtual Balkanization, a virtual apartheid, because they're poisoning the landscape of public discourse and polarizing the social world. That's why, really. Because someone was saying, why can't you simply ignore trolls? Trolls can be trolls while being public. Have you ever been to a high school? Wow, Jordan Peterson establishing modern gulags. And a very clever meme that I think represents what I've been trying to tell Jordan in the last few days. What about this format of anonymity? You know, actors who change the foreign provenance of their name. Real name, John Stewart Lebowitz. Stage name, John Stewart. And you have here the little Jordan Peterson YouTube comment. Another coward hiding behind his anonymity. Pathetic. Real name, Michael Jan Schwartz. Stage name, Michael Jan Black. There's a trend here. They don't change for any arbitrary name. It's from foreign names to American names. Michael Jan Black. Another coward hiding behind his anonymity. Pathetic. Jonah Feldstein. Stage name, Jonah Hill. Another coward hiding behind his anonymity. Pathetic. Real name, Jacob Rodney Cohen. Stage name, Rodney Dangerfield. Another coward hiding behind his anonymity. Pathetic. Wow. Jordan Peterson is becoming fully woke on important questions as it relates to identity and projections of fake identities. So did Barry Weiss tweet anything else? Okay, number one. A new Twitter files investigation reveals that teams of Twitter employees build blacklist, prevent disfavored tweets from trending, and actively limit the visibility of entire accounts or even trending topics, all in secret without informing users. That is what we have for now. That seems to be the only tweet in the thread. So it's being published as we speak. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can always use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Today Mama JF was saying, JF, I feel that there's humidity in the house. There's water dripping from our windows. And I was like, there's humidity because it's humid. The atmosphere is very humid these days. And she was like, no, but I think it's irregular. And so I went in the basement, and our basement was flooded. The water level was increasing, and I would say a couple of centimeters more, and it was starting to get into the electricals, the electrical outlets, the heater, the furnace, all that we have in the basement. So it's a good thing that Mama JF saw it at the right moment. I was able to run down with a pump, and I pumped the water out of our basement. What caused this was the fact that my sump pump had fallen a little bit, so it wasn't triggered correctly anymore. So the sump pump is an automated system that every time the water accumulates above a certain level, it pumps the water out. But it had fallen, so it wasn't able to function anymore. So I re-established the sump pump straight, and it's all been good. There will be no damage. Everything is fine, but thankfully we went. No, Silver Spider says, was JF's plumbing the cause? Actually, I've been also plumbing, but absolutely unrelated to the flood. I didn't cause this flooding. This flooding happened because an independent problem happened with the sump pump. But I finally got successful changing our bathroom tap, and I learned a couple of things because I've been doing this for more than a week now, and we had no tap in the bathroom because I was working on it, and I faced some problems. There was dripping of drop by drop dripping every time I was connecting it, and I had used a plumber's paste on the threaded connection that I had done, and somehow there was water passing through. It turns out that you need to a threaded joint, you need to force it a lot. I was stopping the force because I had the impression that I was going to break the tap or break the copper, little copper connection if I was continuing. But no, you have to basically melt the brass against the brass of the other. And that's what I failed at. That's why I spent 1 week waiting for my plumber's paste to dry, and it wasn't drying. And eventually I understood, okay, maybe if I squeeze it super hard, if I thread it in, push it in super hard, it will. Dino Legovich says, don't strip the thread. Well, my friend, it's too late. The thing is, I've soldered these things together by hand force, to the point where I think that if I ever have to undo them, I will just cut I will cut the copper tube and I will resolder something. Sometimes you have to accept that a connection is made forever, but now it's been working. We have a beautiful new tap on the bathroom. It's absolutely beautiful because we had the old tap that came with the house, and it was all rusty, and Mama JF didn't like it anymore, and the rust had been so intense that at this point the flow of water was bizarre a little bit. Like, it wasn't aerated anymore. The aerator was all rusty. Mama JF told me a couple, what, 2 weeks ago, maybe, JF, I want you to change the little aerator filter piece. And I said, Mama JF, I'm afraid that if I touch this aerator, I break the whole tap. It's so rusty. Anything I squeeze out of there, I'm going to break the tap. So it's going to be a full tap job. Now, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. She said, yes, do it. So, in fact, I tried just changing the aerator, but changing the aerator, the whole tap crumbled and water leak started. So I was right. This tap was so rusty, we had to change the whole thing. Cloud Warmer sends 25 LBC. Thank you so much. He says, JF, my memory of exact wordage fails me, but I recall that Jordan worked on various UN documents, those related to climate and global sustainability, in which he was fundamental in rewriting things to be more palpable to the population. He used this to grandstand as an authority on the subject. Absolutely. He has been part of these UN consultation groups. And yes, I remember reading these documents, and it is true. It is not a conspiracy theory. Shelburne says, do you have iron in your water, Jeff? As far as I can tell, I have everything in my water, like everything except fluoride. Because we have water from nature, and we have We have a very hard water. We have water that is filled with a lot of ions, a lot of metals, a lot of earth. Okay, so someone asked him in 2021, when did you become a climate expert? And he answered, when I served for 2 years on a Canadian subcommittee on sustainable development for the UN Secretary General. And you? Oh, yeah, I think it was Jordan. I think it was Jordan being emotional back. Jordan has an internet problem. We need an intervention on Jordan. Can we arrange this? Like, put me, I don't know, David Duke, Mark Collett, and we invite Jordan on a stream and we explain, Jordan, you have a problem. The way you interact with the internet is unhealthy. You need to fight your way out of the belly of the beast of internet addiction. Because now he's calling people rats, calling for virtual segregation. Holy shit, Jordan. Silver Spider says, Jeff, I have three sump pumps, wells, each with two pumps. The lower one is plugged into an outlet. If that fails, the water reaches the higher pump, which is powered by a battery. It's a good fail-safe. Wow, that is the ultimate that is the ultimate setup. I'm happy for you. I have one sump pump. I think I should buy another sump pump for safety. Maybe not install it, but maybe just have it. So that I can emergently, intervene if something happens. Very good idea, this battery idea, although I don't like batteries. I just don't like batteries. So I don't know if I want to set this up. Master Slave says, if JF isn't on good land, he's probably downstream from a chemical plant. Bro, I am at a dead end of civilization. Literally, like. I cannot explain it to you because I don't want to give geographical cues, but we live in an isolated spot where much of civilization hasn't come in. We have farmers surrounding us, so if there's a toxin in cow shit, perhaps I would be intoxicated, but we have perfect water. It's just very hard water. So Barry Weiss has now published more Twitter files. We had already read number one saying that there was blacklists held by Twitter employees in secret. Twitter once had a mission to give everyone the power to create and share IDs and information instantly without barriers. Along the way, barriers nevertheless were erected. Take, for example, Stanford's Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who argued that COVID lockdowns would harm children. Twitter secretly placed him on a trends blacklist, which prevented his tweets from tr trending. Okay, so we get a story about Twitter trends being cut. But why am I never featured in this? I got banned unjustly by Twitter. Why is there not a Twitter files about JF? Why isn't Barry Weiss worried about David Duke being shadow banned? When do we hear about David Duke being shadow banned? Spoiler alert, never. All right. The Department of Justice has announced legal action. It is seeking against Donald Trump. So it will be a legal action for refusing to show up at their subpoenaed committee of crap. Political persecution through legal tactics again. Cloud Warmer sends 5 LBC, says, he quotes me saying, my water contains everything. Everything except for fluoride. That was a funny one, but it's true. I mean, my water is really a product of nature. It's taken from a well from a natural river that exists below my house, I guess. And it comes with everything. Everything except fluoride. FBI deeply concerned after Apple says nearly all iCloud data now has end-to-end encryption. Apple on December 7th announced a string of new security features, including full end-to-end encryption for nearly all the data its users store in its global iCloud storage system, prompting concern from the FBI. I think we're getting played here. I think that Apple is bullshitting. You're gonna tell me that Apple has a central server with my information that I could be putting, let's say an individual could be putting Apple on the Apple central server child pornography, and that Apple would have absolutely no way of deleting that porn, no way of knowing that it's there. I think we're getting bullshit. I think this is a smokescreen. I'm sure the FBI has access to Apple central server. Why would Apple do that? They're some of the most censoring companies out there. I don't believe it. I don't believe there's genuine encryption that is impossible to access from Apple. End of the line, Joel says, Apple just want to pretend to be the good guys who care about their users' personal liberty. It is all nonsense. Go away. No, go away. I will not find out because I will not buy an Apple product. Do you hear me on this? Never. Vadet says, JF's water is so clean that exposing it to air is polluting it. I mean, the water I drink is probably much more like the water of my ancestors than what these trendies are drinking in downtown. You're gonna have it chlorinated because your city cannot have clean enough pipes, so they have to add a lot. My father, by the way, was working as a city manager for water at some point in his life. And for all of his life, he's been working on water pipes. He was a specialist of soldering gigantic pipes, cement and steel pipes, okay? The kind that carries the water flow for a whole city. And my father was very worried about the practices of cities. First, he revealed to me that they're putting all this chlorine because their entire network is filled with holes. It's that, like, across the years, a city sees all of its pipes start having holes. And their solution to this, instead of going to repair the pipe, is let's send more pressure so that we can cover for the little leaks of water. And let's add a lot of chlorine so that the bacteria that come in from the earth around the pipe will be killed by the chlorine. But the more you get leaks and the more the years are advancing, the more you have to increase more pressure and more chlorine. Silver Spider says JF has plumbing in his DNA. I had never thought about it, but yeah, my father was he was kind of above the plumbers. But see, I've never seen my father do plumbing. This is fascinating. He was soldering these big pipes on which you can drive a pickup truck in the pipe, but he never was able to fix a tap. Mama JF is coming. Is there anything Mama JF wants to share about pluming?
Yes, because I remember me too before I thought about the water, and I remember one time I was hitchhiking again, and I don't know why I still remember that, but the guy was working with the pipes like this, the water, and he said they put caustic. It's got caustic in the water.
Caustic,
it's
CAU.
yeah it's a you know that?
I know the term chemically. I didn't know they were putting it in water. What does it do?
I still remember what I don't know why I still remember this, but it's a pipe.
A pipe cleaner.
Yeah. How do you call this? Like to.
It's an alkaline extreme.
It's like Drano, I guess.
Oh, okay. It dissolves it.
Unblocks.
Okay, an anti-clogger.
Yeah, they put this in the water, and there's some in the water. Wow. And the guy said he don't drink city water.
Wow. Dino Legovic, who seems to know about these things, says yes. All right, we got it. Well, wow. I mean, the chance that we have to be... the chance that we have to be draining this water from nature is amazing. We didn't even come here for this, but we got this random gain from it. We drink healthy water.
Yeah, it's so nice here. Yes. Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here. To be
so lucky.
A right winger is really better for you.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I can totally see why they would use that product. I don't know if they would put it in the drinking moment, but they would certainly put it when they fix the pipe and when they open up a pipe and they see all sorts of slimy stuff. And then it gets in the water and they will tell the citizenry, oh yeah, circulate your water for 1 hour because it won't be good. And... some people are not going to circulate. Some people are going to have little concentrations left in there, and who knows? Yeah, Dino Legovic says safe levels. Who knows what is the safe level for these things? Valet says, imagining what is leaching into my water from the pipes in the ghetto. Shit! Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it seems that the passage of time is one of the biggest effect on these networks. It's that if you have to pay millions of dollars for just deburying the pipe, installing a new one, it's not so much the cost of the pipe. It's that you have to undo the whole street above the pipe to get to it. So they never end up getting done. They end up getting done multiple decades after. And that's why cities, the only solution they have is let's push more pressure in. Barry Wise continues with her Twitter thread. Or consider the popular right-wing talk show host, Dan Bongino, who at one point was slapped with a search blacklist. Twitter said the account of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to do not amplify. Ah, see, they have these little label. Search blacklist. NSFW view. Twitter blue verified. SPMA. NSFW view. Do not amplify. Notification spike. Recent abuse strike. Twitter denied that it does such things. In 2018, Twitter's Vijaya Gadde, then head of legal policy and trust, and Kevin Bakepour, head of products, said, we do not shadow ban. They added, and we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideology. What many people call shadow banning, Twitter executives and employees call visibility filtering, or VF. Multiple high-level sources confirmed its meaning. Well, not surprising. What's not surprising also is that we still are featuring the same center-right conservative people who have built much bigger Twitter accounts than me. And what about me? What about David Duke? We will never hear about the voices that were truly shut down by this system and that didn't get reparations yet. Russia releases first footage of Griner bout prisoner swap. So apparently it all happened in the United Arab Emirates. And you can see they were really the neutral party kind of operating between the Russian plane and the American plane. And that is Brittany Griner, and she's headed toward the American plane. Fascinating, a prisoner exchange. And that would be Victor Bout, one of these two. Bout, this one. Shake hands. Wow. Isn't it beautiful? All right. Justice has been given finally for these people who were wrongfully detained. Weingarten slammed for a tweet highlighting Brittany Griner's race and sexuality after release. So that's a leftist who said that Griner was gay and black and it should be celebrated. Well, it's a relevant factor. It totally plays here. And that's why I say Putin is a genius. Putin has leveraged the Black Lives Matter movement and fucked America in the ass with it. And that is, yeah, bravo, Putin, bravo. It is absolutely beautiful to see. I would like to see American politicians do that. But Putin has leveraged, he has said, oh yeah, Black Lives Matter. I have a black life here. What are you willing to give for it? Show me that it matters to you. Absolutely beautiful. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, who is that Saudi in the background there in the exchange video? It was some representative of the Saudi government who operated the whole exchange. And in fact, it is said in other articles that the Saudis have made it happen. Because let us remind ourselves that this is what the Biden administration had called a couple of months ago a terrible, an insulting offer. And this insulting offer is what they have accepted today. Under pressure of the Saudis, Arab Emirates, all these guys, they are the ones who have made it happen. They are the ones who have ended up convincing America to accept Putin's offer. Maybe there's some deal in the back. I don't know. Maybe there's some deal around gasoline or whatever. But yeah, that is why it's happening there in the United Arab Emirates. Wonderful meme right here. I hate America. So do I. Because I believe that Brittany Griner was one of these kneeling basketball players. I think. Or they have some reaction to the American hymn. Biden explains why he swapped Russian Merchant of Death for WNBA star. This was not a choice of which American to bring home, Biden said while vowing to continue working on freeing detained US Marine veteran Paul Whelan. So the family of Paul Whelan is extremely distressed and alarmed by what's happening here, because Paul Whelan is a Marine. There's Mark Fogel, who is a teacher, 61 year old, and these other prisoners, they hoped to get included in a package with Brittany Griner. They didn't get what they wanted, and so here you have Biden going for his LGBT base and black community vote, but he's leaving behind a Marine. So that is insulting for the families of these people. And it's just yet another victory for Putin showing, hey, your president will leave you behind. Your president will leave you behind as a member of your military. Because you're not black and gay. That is a strong win for Putin against America to show your world order has no sense at all. They won't even honor your sacrifice, the sacrifice of your life for just because you're not of the right race. That is a solid one. Putin wins in so many dimensions here. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, if this happened in Saudi Arabia, that meant she didn't get to drive herself back to her apartment. Oh no, Brittany Griner was carried. You may be joking here. Maybe you're joking. But yeah, Brittany Griner was carried to an American airplane. Of course, you don't want to leave the prisoner in the neutral country because you never trust the neutral country to finally be truly neutral. I mean, you could have a bunch of Russian agents to in the... You just don't trust. You want to pack them in a plane and fly away. Because if a country knows that, oh, this prisoner has value, there is a lot of interest in kidnapping this prisoner. Firestarter says UAE is not in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, but I think that Cloudwarmer was trying to pull a joke on the driving laws for women in in Muslim countries in general. Why Viktor Bout's return to Russia is so important for Vladimir Putin. I don't think it's so important. I don't think that Viktor Bout will have a practical role in, and that it will result in anything for Russia other than the symbolism of it. I think it's mostly about the symbolism. Now, this article tells the story of the life of Viktor Bout. Apparently, there was a movie about him. I might very well watch the movie with Nicolas Cage. Like, Nicolas Cage, of course, has found a way to insert himself into this story somehow. Lord of War is the name of the movie. Basically, he was just an honest weapon merchant. But because he wasn't part of the CIA, he got sued by the American government. Saudi crowd prince behind the deal. That is the article I was referring to. Saudi crowd prince behind the deal to swap Griner for merchant of death in curiously timed breakthrough. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed led mediation efforts that secured the release of two prisoners between the US and Russia, a joint statement issued by both countries' foreign ministers. So they're the one that made it happen. So you have everything is being leveraged against poor, cognitively deficient Joe Biden. You get your voter base is BLM. So you get BLM leveraged against you. You have a couple of countries that are oil rich and they leverage their oil against you. And holy shit, is America getting fucked in the ass? And I love it. I love it because America loves it. I mean, it's been promoted a lot in America. Aerosmith cancels final shows in Vegas due to Steven Tyler's health. On the advice of doctor, Steven has to sit these out, stay healthy, and we'll see you in the new year. Not doing good. Celine Dion also canceling everything. She suffers from stiff person syndrome. It is a neurological disorder that leads to extreme spasm, that leads to contracting of your whole body and sometimes to the point of pain. We don't have video of Celine Dion experiencing the symptoms, but that's what stiff person syndrome is. So if you want an intro to how it looks, stiff person syndrome, there's this this 18-year-old teenager who explains it on a YouTube video. Very informative, I thank her, because I've never seen that syndrome and I wanted to see examples of it, so I'm really thankful that she did it so that we can learn about what's affecting Celine Dion.
Well, my doctor in particular seems to think that it's more common than that. because it's misdiagnosed so often. For example, I was misdiagnosed for 7 years. That's a really long time to be misdiagnosed for something. I can't physically move when it happens.
So when it happens, she gets all of the muscles of her body contracting, not necessarily all at the same time, but in uncontrollable ways. Her face is fully co-contracted. Her arm is stuck in her back, and her muscles are pushing in all sorts of the wrong ways and are twisting and inducing pain.
It's very painful. My muscles will distort, move in ways that you would think your bones, ligaments, and things would be torn or something would happen. So when they finally came up...
All right, so that gives us an idea. So Celine Dion has canceled her European tour. She was very sad. She says, I've sung all my life, and I don't know anything else than singing. I think it's time for Celine Dion to just accept that she's old and she should stay home and stop her career. Claude Warmer says, is there a treatment for that condition? I don't think there is. I think it comes back and it's unpredictable and it tends to build. And I don't know of any treatment that is available, although I wouldn't be surprised that they have some things that they can give you that makes it less painful, perhaps. But I don't think you can solve this. It's not something that you can cure for sure. And it's something that comes back in waves. Hurts to pay $168 million after falsely accusing customers of theft, which led to jailings. So... They had their little computers and they were like, oh shit, bro, our cars are disappearing. And the employees started saying, well, this car disappeared. And they started saying, well, it was probably stolen by the guy who rented it last. And they started claiming this guy is the theft. And he wasn't the theft. So they started attributing the crime of stealing their cars to the wrong people. They will have to pay $168 million for this. I mean, it's horrible when you think that some people have been put in jail. People have been put in jail for a bunch of bureaucrats, basically, in a car rental company that I don't know how the heck you survive as a car renting company. Do you know the price of a car? You have to pay for the whole car. How many times do you have to rent it before you're in profit? It's ridiculous. And the car is going to be broken by the time you enter profit. I don't know how these companies are doing it. And now on top of it, on top of the profitability issue, they're going to pay an extra $168 million. Vadet says, what was the reason for the mix-up computer database? Well, according to the customers, they were pulled over, arrested, one at gunpoint, thrown in prison, and charged with stealing Hertz vehicles. The plaintiffs claim Hertz filed charges after employees simply lost track of the rented vehicles. So it's like, imagine you bring back the vehicle at Hertz, but then the employee fucks his thing, he doesn't quite fill the right form, and Hertz ends up believing that you stole it. So basically it was improper reporting that the car had been brought back, and then the car was stolen by someone else. Perhaps it was the very employees that were... that were kind of not filling the right forms, not entering it in the computer, and then they were arranging that the car be stolen. Anyways, House Democrats abruptly canceled Big Oil hearing where Elon Musk was scheduled to appear. He was scheduled to appear to talk about climate warming and disinformation on social network. but it's canceled because of a miscommunication. I don't know if they will reschedule this, but politics shouldn't put their dirty nose in free expression around the question of climate. Stay away, politicians. It's not your business. You're covered by the First Amendment. You're not going to start an argument where, oh, well, the First Amendment doesn't apply where there is environmental harm. No, I can say whatever I want about climate change. Stay away. NYC bill would ban firing workers without just cause, limit employee surveillance. Look, New York is not a place you want to do business in. They will limit employee surveillance, so you can't have cameras, you can't have full 24/7 verification of what your employees are doing. And then so you won't be able to know that they're doing something wrong. And then they are tightening to you need a just cause to fire workers. So what if you don't have a just cause? What if you just don't have the money to hire them anymore? Well, New York is going to force you to keep them in. Biden imposes strict climate change mandates on the Pentagon. Some more executive actions, forcing the arms of the government to have all these considerations for the climate. This is ridiculous, but you know they're enabling more and more old claims of rape to be prosecuted in the court. And normally for crimes, there is a window during which you can prosecute, and then you cannot prosecute for a petty crime that happened 5 years ago or for an average felony that happened 20 years ago. But for rape, they are making all sorts of exceptions. And here we have the playing out of this exception. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys accused of raping an autistic fan. Aaron Carter's brother, Nick. This one was a past case. But the current case is Nick Carter accused of raping an autistic fan. It's 21 years ago, from 2001, when she was 17 years old. First, the problem is that at 17 years old, in most states of the US, you can consent to sex. Now, there's the question of did he know she was 17? There's the question of did she entice him? Did she caused this whole interaction, but her claim is that she has been engaging in self-harm because he mistreated her, he hurt her, he squeezed her arm, and even though she's autistic and live with cerebral palsy, she believes that nothing has affected her more than the rape of Nick Carter. Now, the problem, so DK Shadow asks, will it be statutory rape? And I think this is going to be the most important question. Because if it's not statutory rape, and if she had the ability to consent, or she lied about her age, then it's not statutory rape, and then it's the whole question of facts. And can we properly know the facts of an event that happened 20 years ago? I don't think we can. Except if you have cameras or recordings. I personally, as a member of the jury, would never just believe people on their words about something that happened 20 years ago. I would ask for physical evidence of some form. John Drake says it will be monetary rape. Well, she cannot ask for money not to prosecute. Is that a criminal suit, or is that? Yeah, it's a civil suit, so it could be a monetary rape. It could be a monetary rape exclusively. Yes, you're totally right. The Estonian says, what is statutory rape? Statutory rape is when the victim is so young that there's not going to be a factual argument about whether she consented or not. The victim is so young that it's automatic rape. So that can depend on various states, various laws, various factors. But statutory rape means a rape in which there will not be an argument to the jury about whether she wanted it or whether it was a real sex interaction. It's like a rape by statute. And it's not just the age. There can be other factors that make it a statutory rape. One example would be if the person was unconscious, like totally unconscious and never, there's no claim that she consented to the sex. If the person was unconscious, it could be statutory rape. That is, there's not even going to be a question around whether it was a consensual interaction. Master Slave says statues cannot consent to rape. That is true. That is true. And so, careful where you masturbate. Disinformation down 92% as NYT writers go on strike. That is the Babylon Bee title. There's a strike at the New York Times. And Elon Musk says woke versus woke. That's pretty much what it is. Look, journalist, you're trying to get paid for a job. You are already getting paid, which is a miracle. You're not financially viable. And so you don't deserve even your current salary. So don't ask for more. Dino Logovic says, the Young Turks guy argues bestiality isn't statutory rape if the animal enjoys it. It's true. He didn't make this argument. I don't know. And I don't think he was trolling. I think it came from his heart. I think he may have used the possibility that it was a troll to throw people off. Nicholas Petris says, Cenk Uygur and Hasan Piker are profoundly disgusting on a primal biological level. I would agree with this statement. Cloud Warmer says, JF, going back to Jordan Peterson, is it legal in Canada to dehumanize people by referring to them as subhumans, rats, or other animals? It would be illegal, absolutely. But here's the problem. Typically, those laws will only get applied. They will not get applied if you have targeted an individual for being individually a rat or a subhuman. They will be applied only if you targeted a group and that group is in line with the usual victimized groups, like races, sexual orientations, that kind of thing. So those are the categories that the government would go for to sue you on a hate speech claim. And we know how this system works. Basically, the whole concept of hate speech is designed to give special rights to everyone except the white heterosexual. So that's what they do. The progressive stack, Grapes Coda calls them. Yes, exactly. Same thing, by the way, with the special statutory exemption limits for rape that are now leading the Backstreet Boys guys to be sued. Those are tools of the left to give special rights to women. Because if I'm the victim of a crime, if I'm the victim of a civil damage, I cannot claim the exemption that, oh, I was ashamed and so I didn't come out. Can you please allow me to come out 25 years later? Because Nick Carter defrauded me by having me buy a terrible token that crashed on the market. I can't do that. But they make a special exception for rape because they know that their female base of voter is going to highly benefit from it. And they do the same with the hate speech laws, where they know that their base of minority and sexual minority voters are going to be favored by it. It's a whole development of a parallel legal system for white heterosexual versus everyone else. Doubting Thomas says, JF, have you commented on if you think these AI chatbots like OpenAI will eventually overtake Google search for people to gather information from the internet? Well, look, I don't know what's happening this week, but people are approaching me about the AI stuff. I think there must be some memes going on the internet about AIs, particularly AIs engaged in programming. People are like, JF, look at this, isn't it crazy? The claim is that the AIs are becoming super good at programming, but then show me a program made by an AI. And then they're like, well, check, I just told the AI this and that and this, and he created the program. Okay. Show me a creation by an AI that has success in human society. Like, if what you say is right, we should see, either now or within a couple of years, we should see new programs completely made from scratch by AI. We don't see this for now, and until I see it, I will not be excited. Show it to me, make it happen, and I'll be excited. Silver Spider says, Heroes of the Storm, JF. Which those of you who have been watching that show will remember. I spoke with an AI once, and all he was talking about was Heroes of the Storm. And I was like, I don't like this game. I don't know what you're talking about. And he was, oh, yeah, you like this game? just make it happen, but I don't see it. I don't see an AI programming from scratch a computer program that will be revolutionary in human civilization or that, you know, would lead to a big adoption. Tell your AI to create a Web3 social app to decentralize it and to allow a structure that perfectly equilibrates the market between computational resources, value, and adoption, and ramp up through halvings the blockchain so that the adoption of this new social media program takes about 40 years. In other words, ask your AI to invent Bitcoin and see what it does. And then you'll know. Then you'll know that these claims are somewhat beside the track. Around 450,000 home buyers are now underwater. I clicked on this link because I was like, hey, my house was flooded today. Are now under, but it turns out that the underwater they're talking about is delinquencies. So people are not able to make their payments on mortgage. Could we be headed toward a new home crisis like 2008? I think it's due. I think the market is crazy in many ways, and certainly the prices make no sense anymore. And people are basically the home mortgage domain has become a trick from banks to get you to pay for a couple of years and then to lose your house. because you can't pay the rest because some event happens and you can't make the payment. YouTube Refugee says, ask your AI to copy Bitcoin, but use a better advertising method. It will crash Bitcoin. I'm not seeing it happen. And finally, as a last video illustrating the current state of society, there is this Cardi twerking, Cardi B, shared on TikTok. The layers of fat are totally aesthetic. I can't believe that this is a desirable sight for certain human beings. You are putting in evidence a level of fat that is aesthetically unpleasant. Valette says, why does it jiggle so much? I think it's part of the art. I've been watching some twerking clips. I believe that the rate of oscillation and the idea of a double wave is actually intentionally created by the human brain who's performing high-level twerking. I believe the goal is to get a sinusoidal oscillation such that the reverberations from the other end of your leg come to harmonize and create a double amplitude wave in the harmony that comes back. It's a form of music, really. You can see it. I mean, it jiggles, hop, follows the beat. But another wave comes in and there is an amplitude gain to it. It's not going to be a perfect 2x because second law of thermodynamics, you lose some energy on the way back. Thank you.